This show proudly sponsored by Real American Freestyle Wrestling. Real American Freestyle is the first ever unscripted pro wrestling league created by Hulk Hogan, Chad Bronstein, Israel Martinez, and Eric Bischoff. RAF gives the world's top wrestlers the stage they earned but never had until now.
Are you feeling more fulfilled now that you're back to work?
No. I need a vacation.
See the movie that critics are saying is an awesome.
Look at that.
Crowd pleasing. Fist pumping. All out brawl of a film.
You're right about that.
They're coming after our family. Go fix this.
Oh my.
Nobody 2. Rated R. Only in theaters now.
Welcome back, everyone. It's been a real busy morning. A lot of consequential things going on. Washington, D.C. continuing their crackdown. The Democrats do not know how to fight against this. I think it's pretty real. Also, the crackdown continues at our border. I just spoke to the President of the United States about what's happening here. Might be have some type of pathway to long-term work visas, not citizenship for the farmers, hospitality workers, meat packers, things like that. But one of the big stories was, and the controversy is with the crackdown on our border and illegal immigrants has been ICE. Because they've been doxxed before, because they've been targeted, they wear masks in many cases. They want to go in. They don't want their families hit. And now in these sanctuary cities, you have these citizens or these so-called citizens who are attacking the ICE members, which makes it tough to keep morale up and keep the numbers up. They need about 10,000 ICE agents. So they put out applications, they put in incentives, and that caught the attention of our next guest, a great friend of the network, great friend of the show, and a great guy, Dean Cain joined us now, actor, producer. So Dean, when people are reading these stories, they think to themselves, wow, I hope they figure this out. You look at this story and say, I think I'll sign up. Why did you sign up?
Just like you said, to be part of the solution, not the problem. And when I was, so back in the day when it was defund the police, that's when I joined the police force. I became a law enforcement officer almost 10 years ago, a reserve police officer in Pocatello, Idaho, and a deputy sheriff, fully sworn deputy sheriff in Frederick County, Virginia. And this is another situation where I was looking at this and I thought, why are we attacking our ICE agents? This is insane. Why are we trying to vilify them? Why are congressmen and women trying to vilify our law enforcement, federal law enforcement agents who are just trying to save Americans? They're trying to keep American citizens safe from drug trafficking, from human trafficking, from all of this crazy, crazy crime. And I thought, this is insane. So I put out a part of their recruiting video and I said, you know, join ICE, you can get $50,000 signing bonus, student loans repaid, all kinds of great stuff. And it kind of came across as though I had joined ICE and I hadn't. But then once that went out there, I spoke to some friends at ICE and I said, you know what? You know, it's already out. Why don't I? What a good idea. Let's do it. So and I blame Jesse Waters for it because Jesse put something out on his show that made everybody believe I was an ICE officer. So one thing led to another. And next week I will be an ICE officer. So I'm going to
get sworn in.
Up.
Yeah.
Pardon me.
Where are you going to get sworn in?
Well, I don't want to say just yet, but one of the federal training facilities. I don't want anybody to, but I'm going to do it next week, midweek.
Wow.
So I'm excited.
That's great. I mean, you still got this movie career. You produce everything that you're in. You write it. You do it all. Some of your people that are still in Hollywood, even though they're benefiting from the end of political correctness and DEI, are taking you on. John Leguizamo, cut 28.
What kind of loser volunteers to be an ICE officer? What a moron. Dean Cain, your pronouns are has been.
I mean, moron to be in law enforcement? I mean, what is he talking about? Does that bother you?
Oh, that was like a knockout punch, Brian. I don't know how I'm ever going to recover from that bad boy. Listen, I like John Leguizamo, so that's a little bit disappointing, you know? I think he's a very talented actor, a very good guy, but there are rules. One of the rules is don't drunk tweet from a concert in the bathroom, because that looks like where he was.
Ah.
So I don't know. I mean, bless John. I understand, you know, whatever. He's Colombian by birth and whatever. And he should be, you know, what I find actually is the most vehement defenders of our ICE agents and our immigration enforcement are people who are legal immigrants. Legal immigrants really, really pay attention, and legal immigrants don't like people jumping in front of the line. And so it's going to be interesting to see how it goes. But I'm not worried about Hollywood attacking me. They can attack all they want to.
Right. And just some of the blowback. But you've been dealing with that because you came out and said, hey, I'm a Republican early on. So you've been dealing with some of that blowback. But now we find out when it comes to Hollywood, they're beginning to hire this thing called white people again to do commercials. Mm-hmm. They're beginning to have women look attractive and admit it. They're making movies that you don't have to be a transgender director in order to be eligible in order to have a successful movie. So the political correctness that they started is now getting straightened out through nothing they've done because of the president they don't like. There's no justice there.
No, none at all. But it's great to see someone like Gina Carano, who was a huge victim of this, because she tweeted out something that they didn't like, and they booted her off of Star Wars. Well, Elon Musk backed her, and she won her case. You know, or they settled the case, I'm sure, for a very tidy sum. So good for her, and good to see those things happening. Even President Trump suing CBS and straightening that out when they just, you know, get out there and lie and put one narrative forward. So I like the fact that you can be that things seem to be changing. I'll go back to President Trump's words on that early, which were go woke, go broke. And that is seeming to be true. So I'm really happy to see things switching. But I've never changed. I've decided to speak my mind the entire time. And listen, I'm not hateful. That's what kills me. I'm totally inclusive. I love everybody. This is great. I want everybody to be successful. But some of these ideas are insane.
Hi, everyone. It's Brian Kilmeade here. Are you tired of those uncomfortable dress shirts, especially when they bunch up under a sweater? If so, then you must check out Collars & Co., makers of the Dress Collar Polo. Listen up. These shirts are four-way stretch, buttery soft polos with firm dress collars on them, so they give you the dress shirt look, but extremely comfortable polo feel. You can wear them with anything, under a sweater, with a blazer, or by themselves as an elevated polo. They work for any occasion. These polos are perfect, whether it's in the office, on a golf course, or a night out. Collars & Co. is exploding and have gone viral on social media thanks to the $1 million investment they received on Shark Tank from Mark Cuban and Peter Jones. You don't have to worry about collars that flop down and spread out. They stay firm and sharp all day. It's an amazing array of sweaters, quarter zips, pants, and outerwear. If you're looking for the performance dress shirt or polo that looks great all day, check out collarsandco.com. Use promo code Brian for 15% off of any purchase of $100 or more. That's promo code Brian. Real American Freestyle is the first ever unscripted pro wrestling league created by Hulk Hogan, Chad Bronstein, Israel Martinez, and Eric Bischoff to give elite wrestlers a real shot at professional career. Real American Freestyle is where Olympians, world champions, and NCAA legends come to compete. Not in a cage, not in a script, but on the mat in front of fans around the world. This is real wrestling, reimagined for today. The first event kicks off August 30th in Cleveland, featuring matchups with some of the best wrestlers on the planet. You've never seen wrestling like this. Learn more at realamericanfreestyle.com. So people think that if you're cracking down illegal immigration, that you're cracking down on Hispanics or minorities. Cracking down on people who got here illegally. Do you know there's a huge surge of Chinese here? I don't know where the heck they are. You know who doesn't know? ICE doesn't know where they are. We're trying to hunt them down right now. There's
That's
a lot
absolutely
of Iranians. Started scooping up Iranians. I'm not anti-Iranian, but they have sleeper agents here that they were bragging about. The other thing I want you to take a look at is you know the film festival business, but you know how valuable it is to movie producers. So in Toronto, sure. Film Festival, is it a big one?
Yes, very big.
So did you hear about this documentary that came out and it says The Road Between Us, and it goes ahead and recounts through video, some of which was put out by Hamas. They were so proud of it. The horrific things that happened on October 7th. And now it looks like they're not going to be allowed to show the documentary. You know what the reason is? They say because they don't have the rights to the Hamas video that they put on social media. The producers said, this is BS. We have insurance for things like that. If they're going to get sued, they're going to sue us. How unbelievable is that, that in Canada, they don't want a movie that makes maybe the Israelis look sympathetic as victims of terror activity?
I would say it's shocking, but it's not shocking at all. You know, it's not shocking at all because it's Israel, and they're going to demonize Israel every single time. This film documentary sounds like a fantastic thing that I think everybody should see and try and understand. That's an excuse. That's baloney. They should absolutely have this in the film festival. They should show it. I heard their concern was security. You know, and that's the kind of thing is what they're doing. It's the same thing about me joining ICE. Everybody attacking you. So you won't do it. And it's a way to keep you from doing it, from keep from standing up, keep that movie from getting out there. And I think that is, it's censorship in a sense, and it's intimidation, and it's disgusting.
Yeah, here's what they said. The message to the festival is this. The truth cannot be erased. The atrocities committed by Hamas cannot be erased or denied. It would put in perspective why they're so determined to make sure they're never victims again, which I don't think people fully understand or they choose not to. Lastly, Bravo has one of these reality stars that almost everybody I talk to has never heard of this woman. But she decides that, and I guess she's... in 2018, she was one of the housewife shows. She decides that if you're a Republican, you should not eat ethnic food. Watch.
I've had it with white people that triple Trumped.
Yeah.
That have the nerve and the audacity to walk into a Mexican restaurant, a Chinese restaurant, an Indian restaurant, go to perhaps their gay hairdresser friendly. I don't think you should be able to enjoy anything but Cracker Barrel. And if you want to triple Trump and you want to browbeat DEI and you want to browbeat gay people and you want to browbeat black people as you've been doing for 400 years, and you want to browbeat this generation of immigrants that come over here and open up businesses earnestly, pay their taxes, white people that triple Trump should be banned, boycotted from enjoying the best thing that America has to offer, which is multiculturalism. Get your fat out of the Mexican restaurant. Get your fat over to Cracker Barrel.
Dean, really? I have to give up my gay hairdresser? I mean, that's the bridge too far. So,
Brian, your hair looks fantastic.
Thank you.
There's no way you're giving up your gay hairdresser.
Right.
It's not happening. So, y también hablo español. Entonces, ¿puedo comer o no?
Wow.
You know, I speak Spanish, so can I eat there? I don't know. I'm Japanese. Does that make me okay?
No, you
that,
did you triple
you
Trump?
You made me listen to that.
Did you triple Trump?
I triple Trump the hell out of it. You made me listen to that, Brian, and I am dumber as a result. I have lost brain cells from that. That is the most ridiculous, insane thing to say. It's stupid. Let's hurt Mexican restaurants and Mexican businesses and Chinese food and everything else because we're white, because Trump won. I don't get it. Those businesses want to stay in business. They want to work. We are a pluralistic society. It's not our strength is our multiculturalism. It's our united values. So that makes me sick. But that's typical of what people say in Hollywood. And I'm glad she spoke up and exposed herself for being an absolute idiot.
All right. And which you're not, by the way, for the record. And I don't think you should give up any of those foods. So Taylor Swift is dating, I don't know if you heard Travis Kelce, if you want to jot that down. Mm-hmm. So she hopped on the Kelce podcast and said this about sports fans loving her. Cut 29.
I think we all know that if there's one thing that male sports fans want to see in their spaces and on their screens, it's more of me.
She's having fun, but she does think that, and she does believe it. And I don't know if the stats back it up or not. I know she'd be sorry, but I think that she believes that she brought a lot of young girls to football games. Between that and flag football, it's the smartest thing ever that the NFL did, because now you even have that as a college sport. And then she hops in. It's been a boon for the number one sport in the country. You're a football player. How do you feel about it?
The more the merrier, baby. The more the merrier. Everybody jump in and watch. It's the greatest sport ever invented, in my opinion, having played it for so long and love it so much. I'm just no fan of Kansas City because I'm a Buffalo guy and they keep knocking us out of the playoffs. So if she has brought a lot of attention to it, a lot of people who never watched before, and good for her. Good deal. Way to go, Travis, except you need to lose to Buffalo from here on out.
So how do you feel about Travis Kelce admitting for the last 2 years he's been distracted doing other things and now he's going to focus? I mean, I watched him walk at the Super Bowl. I don't know what he was doing, but do you give him an excuse? Do you give him a pass?
Well, I mean, he's still Travis Kelce. He's still first ballot Hall of Famer. He's phenomenal as a player. Maybe he was distracted, but there comes a point in time when you get on in years in the NFL and it starts to, you start to feel it, and he doesn't have a whole lot of time left. So I think he better stop walking and keep being the Hall of Famer that he is. But I don't need him to do against Buffalo again. But, you know, but if he was distracted, you know, that's there was a lot going on, man. He still played very well, but he hadn't been the Travis Kelce of old. And we'll see if he can still pull that off at this point in time in this season. And good for him, but just don't do it against Buffalo.
Exactly. I hear you. I think America's pulling for Buffalo this year, dare I say. And lastly, I just think that Derek Jeter did it right. He waited till he was done. Then he picked the right model. You know, he had one model after another, but didn't get married. He waited to finish, and now he's got a family. Nothing, there's no way, you know, you have to worry about him running to Seattle now. Someone else raised my child.
There's a reason he's the captain.
Right. Absolutely.
There's a reason he's the captain, and I salute him.
Hey, so Dean, I look forward to seeing you out there. It's so great that you joined ICE, putting out with the blowback, but not giving the hate back. Dean Cain, thanks so much.
Thanks, Brian. Classy act, my friend.
It's the Will Cain Show. Watch it live at noon Eastern, Monday through Thursday on FoxNews.com or on the Fox News YouTube channel. And don't miss a show. Get the podcast 5 days a week at FoxNewsPodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.